This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to focus some time on verse 14. This is really important. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Two statements of belief. We believe Jesus died and rose again. Stop. I want you to know this is one of the most important things that you'll ever believe or not believe. You'll reject in belief in your life that Jesus died and rose again. A lot of people in churches believe that Jesus lived and they believe he died. He died as a martyr. He died as our example. But they don't believe that he rose again. And Paul didn't say, we believe that Jesus died. He said, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. It's important. The word belief is the most important word in your vocabulary. Why? Because you're the result of what you believe. One week we talk about biology of belief, meaning that what you believe physically oftentimes impacts how you feel. What you feel and what you believe impacts how you feel in terms of your physical health. Belief is biology. Belief has power. And what you believe makes you the man you are. This shocks people when I say it, but I believe it with all my heart. Tell me what you believe about Jesus Christ, and I can tell you a little bit what kind of husband you are. Tell me what you believe about the Lord, and I can tell you a little bit what kind of wife you are. Because what you are as a husband or wife, what you are as a father or mother, as a son or daughter, impacted by what you believe about eternity and what you believe about the Lord. And then he says, we not only believe that Jesus died and rose again, we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Paul deals with this issue. Those people who lost a son or daughter, those people who lost a brother or sister, those people who lost a mom or dad, you don't need to worry. The second coming of Christ will not be impacted either way. If you're alive or dead, you're going to experience the second coming of Christ. Listen carefully. The second coming of Christ is discovered in such language. Nobody's going to say, you know, we were out of town that day. Nobody's going to be able to say, well, we were on vacation. We were miles away. Everyone will see it. Everyone will hear the command, the kalusma, the word that's used to describe the command. Everyone will hear the voice of the archangel. Everyone will hear the trumpets, whatever is going to happen. It's a worldwide event that will happen at the same moment. And we will all know. I can remember years ago people saying that that was physically impossible. Do you feel that now with the technology of how we're able to communicate and technology around the world? You know, I was doing a wedding in Switzerland in 2011, and I left my cell phone on, and it beeped, and it was from Chick-fil-A right during the wedding, you know, telling me there's a sale going on at Chick-fil-A and, you know, in Centerville. I mean, in other words, you can't get away from communication. We're worldwide communication all over the place. No one's going to be able to say we missed the second coming of Christ. Let's read verse 15. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive and who are left till the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so will we be with the Lord forever.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find that incredible, and yet I believe it to be true. We'll continue this message on the second coming of Christ from 1 Thessalonians tomorrow, same time, same place on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.